Hello, everyone. Welcome and thank you for joining in on today's episode. I hope you've had a wonderful month so far. I can't believe it's already the end of March, but that's good news because that means spring is here and summer is just around the corner. March has been a very busy month, but I am so thankful to be busy because being busy is honestly a blessing. So I want to apologize in advance. I am a little sick, so I do not sound too good, but in today's episode, I had a couple things I wanted to share and some beautiful things that have encouraged and inspired me. At work a couple weeks ago, I was talking to a friend of mine and she told me to look into the Japanese art of kintsugi. I got into looking into it and it told this beautiful story that I wanted to share with you guys. Kintsugi was best known for the art of putting broken pottery pieces back together but with gold. The meaning behind this art was that embracing the flaws and imperfections, you can create an even stronger, more beautiful piece of art. Every break is unique, and instead of repairing the item like new, the 400-year-old technique actually highlights the scars as a part of the design. Sometimes in the process of repairing things that have been broken, we actually create something more unique, beautiful, and that's worth so much more. I like this quote. It says, "You won't realize your full potential until you go through tough times," by Candace Kumai. A beautiful Bible verse is Ephesians 2:10 NLT version. It says, "For we are God's masterpiece." It's so beautiful to hear a story like this because it's so very true, and that's how God views us. If you allow Him to, God can take those broken pieces and fill it in with His godly glow. I want to share a little backstory about me, but when I was at the age of 8 years old, my mother started taking me and my siblings to an apostolic church. And at the age of 9, that was when I really got to experience God for the first time. It was January 22, 2017. I was in kids' church that Sunday morning when the pastor started talking about God's love for us. I struggled with a lot of self-image and anxiety growing up from past situations. So that morning, when he started talking about God's love, it really stirred something up in me. I went to the altar and I lifted up my hands and I closed my eyes and I said a little prayer. One thing that is so amazing is that God doesn't need, quote unquote, a perfect prayer. As long as your prayer is coming from your heart and being sincere, God can do so much with that. Just saying those few words was like a heavy weight was lifted off my shoulders. And I received the Holy Ghost that morning. And that night, I got baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. One of the best decisions I have ever made. Now, did that mean I never experienced anxiety, insecurity, or depression ever again? No, because there would be times when the devil would find me in my lowest places, and he would try and to fill my mind with fear, the feeling of unworthy because of my past, and the feeling of I'll never be good enough no matter how much I try. But the beautiful thing is that when you receive the Holy Ghost, what is in you is greater than anything that is in the world. So when I did get to my lowest, I would remember that what God did for me and what God says about me. And I would remember that He gave me a choice to give my struggles and worries to Him. He allows me to be full of peace. The more I would read about God's character, the more I was able to learn about Him and to accept Him into my heart. The more I was able to find who I was. So when the devil tries to get into my mind, he doesn't have the power to affect me like he used to because God has given me the strength to just say, "Back off, devil." One of the things I've struggled with was someone else can do it better. and it has already started. But God didn't just put us on earth to survive. He put us on this earth with a purpose and a gift to go out and reach this world. He gave you that passion and that burden because He wants you to go and He wants you to pursue it with your full potential. And He knows you can do it if you allow Him to order your steps and you are able to completely trust Him. He also wants to use you in your testimony because someone will be able to relate to your story. And if God did it for, and they can say, if God did it for them in their situation, He can do it for me. I can look back at my past and see that the things that I have that have been holding me down for so long do not have control over me anymore, because God is in control of that. And I find myself thanking God every day because He has helped me become the person I am today, a God-fearing Christian. God is never going to give you a battle He knows you won't overcome. That is why we can't overcome it without relying on God, because He knows how to win it. I choose to remember how God gave me the strength to handle other hard circumstances, which reminds me He will most certainly give me what I need to handle this one. I may not like all the circumstances from my past, but I can see I survived. God was with me. God has used parts of what I walked through for good. God has used some of it to protect me. God has certainly used it to teach me lessons and make me more empathetic for others walking through hard times. And God has used some of it to position me where I am needed next. We must work through what we've walked through. Look for something positive in each day. And my favorite thing to do when I'm having a rough day is to remember everything God has done for me, because He's never failed me. His love radiates for us, and daily He reminds us of how much He loves us. So once I remind myself of that, it's hard for me to stay upset. God's love is the greatest gift of all. 1 John 4:9 says, "This manifests the love of God towards us, because God sent His only begotten Son into the world that He might live through Him." And 1 John 4:16 says, "God is love." And 1 John 4:19 says, "We love Him because He first loved us." I hope this episode brings some encouragement into your day. And remember, when you're having a rough day, remind yourself of the good things that God has done for you in your life, and watch how much better your day will become. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we will have a special guest joining us. And we are so excited for that, so stay tuned. Thank you all for listening, and have a very blessed day.